This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, so telemedicine is a big topic these days, and I think the writing's on the wall. We are seeing primary care doctors like myself becoming replaced. And this concept of seeing a doctor online and getting a prescription is just being gobbled up by patients. They love it. I do telemedicine now. I see patients online, and I took care of a patient who was actually driving in his car. I'm like, pull over, man. He's driving, and I'm like, I can't examine you that way. But people love the idea of being able to, just have that access to a doctor. I mean, you know how nice it would be to contact a lawyer and only have to pay like $20 or $40 and then get legal advice? And it'd be like really, really good advice and actually save me hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know? And so telemedicine is now probably one of the most popular modes of medicine. It's just, you know, we're training a bunch of people to go into internal medicine and family medicine, and there's almost going to be like two separate specialties. Now, you know, as a doctor, I'm a family medicine doctor. I know a lot of people don't believe me. Yeah, I did. I got my MD at University of Nevada School of Medicine. I also did training at UCLA. Shout out to UCLA. And then I trained in Las Vegas. I know people don't think I'm a doctor. Yo, no, you know what? Okay, I'll show you. You guys can't picture me, you know, doctorized. I can doctor. Okay, so, like, when I take care of a patient, like a telemedicine patient, okay, I don't talk. Like, when I get excited, I talk really high, and I'm like, oh, my God, day! Okay, yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that with my patients. Usually when I get into, you know, doctor mode, you know, serious, you know, telemedicine mode, I'm like, hi. My name is, I don't know how to do that. They go, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. See, I almost accent. Sometimes I'll speak in a British accent because people think that British people are awfully intelligent, and I might do a British accent or Australian, you know. Take your Viagra, mate. You know, I think Australian accents are really, really cool. Israeli, you know, but you drink and smoke. That's so stupid and make no sense. It's so unhealthy. Oh, you're so stupid. Don't even do. And so, so I'll play around with accents sometimes, but you know, usually it's like, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. I am a board certified family medicine physician, and I'm here to help you. I can be all doctorly. Hey, I know how to doctor. I know how to doctor. I've done a lot of years taking care of thousands, maybe millions of patients. I could do my thing. But so with telemedicine, what I'm noticing has ended up happening is when somebody has a cold or a shingles outbreak or a cold sore or a rash or a vaginitis, they are able to go to multiple different telemedicine platforms that we have out there now where you get to actually see a doctor or you get to talk to them on the phone, and they evaluate you and they decide if this is something they want to treat over the phone, call in a prescription, or if they need to refer you out or have you go to an urgent care or see your primary doctor. We do not do controlled substances on most of these platforms. I don't think any platforms allow controlled substances. Won't do ADD medication, won't do Viagra. Well, do muscle relaxants, those are controlled substances. But I am noticing that the average person is starting to get grumpy. We've talked about this. If they don't get their blood pressure medicine, if they don't get their diabetes medicine. And when I respond, well, we need to see, you know, your blood pressure readings. We need to see your sugars. People go, well, here's my labs. And I'm starting to see this new world of medicine where people can do their blood work by themselves, you know, upload their results. You know, our cell phones. Our cell phones are able to do a lot medically. We're going to be able to later put this little tab into our charger of our iPhone, pee on it, and do a urinalysis. I mean, we bring our phones, don't say ooh, we bring our phones to the bathroom all the time already. I mean, they already have, you know, probably every single strain of E. coli on it to begin with. So we're going to be able to pee on our phones or spit or do our blood test, you know, our finger stick, and submit it onto our phone and upload it to a doctor. But see, here's the thing. When I was at my practice, you know, in family medicine, people would come in, you know, some of them would, you know, be train wrecks. So would have like tons of things going on with them, or they'd have a car accident or this major neurological disorder. But then you would have a UTI, a bladder infection come in, or an STI, or, you know, a, you know, counsel on this. And now that we're seeing a lot of those patients move over to telemedicine, more severe cases are going to be going to family medicine and internal medicine. And so rather than the primary care front line, they're going to be now the second line. They're going to be the tanks. Now, a lot of people don't go into primary care to be tanks. They want to be, you know, foot soldiers, right? They want to be their boots to the ground. They want to be, you know, right there on the front line. But a lot of those cases are now going to telemedicine. And so we're going to have to start teaching medical students and, you know, teaching in schools medicine a little differently, because if the average patient is going to want an evaluation two-dimensionally, is it two-dimensional on the phone or one-dimensional? It's two-dimensional. As opposed to 3D? Okay, I don't understand what 4D is. People go, it's 4D. Like, what the hell is 4D? Anyway, so 4D is like, I think, a real person. So maybe this is, I know this isn't 3D. If this is 3D, I mean, my nose would be like totally knocking your coffee off your table. But anyway, so medicine is going to be completely different. We need to now, as doctors, be expected to identify your rash. I was taught to identify a rash. You feel it. You press on it to see if it blanches. Sometimes smell a lesion. You know how many things I've smelled because certain things have a smell? Strep has a smell. I know you have strep throat a mile away in Walmart. I could tell what aisle somebody with strep throat is in because I could smell them, right? Because it has a smell. And so we learn how to use our other senses to examine somebody. Now you're going to lose that through computers. And so medical schools are now going to need to step it up and teach medical students how to diagnose through a telemedicine platform. I don't know if I like the way that's going, but all I know is it is giving a lot of people access to care who didn't have care, and I think this is where medicine and primary care is going. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials and Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. You know, not to get too political here, big story in the news today has to do with a census. Apparently Trump has asserted his executive privilege on census documents ahead of a House committee contempt vote. I don't know if you guys have been watching this, but President Trump has invoked executive privilege to block access by Congress to documents about how a citizenship question was added to the 2020 census ahead of a House committee vote to recommend that two cabinet secretaries be held in contempt of Congress over the matter. Now, you guys are probably following what's been going on with the House Oversight and Reform Committee and all that, but I'm just bringing this up because when it comes to the census and it comes to knowing who's here and, you know, who's legal and who's not legal, et cetera, as a doctor, I find data very important, right? And can't stand when I hear people say, no, we don't need to know if somebody's legal or illegal. It's discriminatory. As a scientist, as somebody who's in healthcare, as somebody who's kind of concerned about what we're dealing with and grappling with when it comes to measles coming to the country or Ebola coming to the country or mumps or chickenpox and these outbreaks, I think if I worked for the CDC, right, I would want to know with 1,000% accuracy who's here, who was vaccinated, and who snuck in, and then where did they sneak in from, so I would know epidemiologically what we could be at risk for based on where they came from. I mean, look at how scared we got with Zika. We were scared manureless with Zika. Now, some of you are like, I don't really remember that one. Well, let me refresh your memory. Around the time of the Rio Olympics, all right, stories have come out that there were thousands of babies born with microcephaly. Most of their head gone. Very little room for their brains to grow. And many of them having neurological deficits, not having been able to form properly in the womb. And we were talking about thousands. And we discovered that it came from possibly the Aedes aegypti mosquito that carried Zika virus. And if the Aedes aegypti mosquito bit you and you were pregnant, you could possibly have a baby that ended up having Zika syndrome, where multiple issues, where they couldn't feed, they couldn't suck, they couldn't develop, move their limbs, or neurological disorders. Then we found out that if you had sexual activity with somebody who had Zika, you could spread it up to a year. And then we found out that if you weren't pregnant, you could get Guillain-Barré, a paralyzing illness, if you got Zika. And then let's say you're healthy, and you're like, look, leave me alone, I'm not pregnant, all right, I'm fine, I'm not going to get bit by a mosquito. Or, I got bit by a mosquito, but I'm not going to have sex with anybody. Doesn't matter, the mosquito could land on you, go over across the street, and then land on a pregnant woman, and then give her Zika. We were scared to death. Now, Puerto Rico had its fair share, Brazil, Mexico, and then we slowly start to see cases in Florida, in Texas. We were scared to death. We didn't want the mosquitoes coming. Now, we haven't heard much about it. We don't know if the mosquitoes died off. Their lifespan isn't really that long. But what could have been a catastrophe, which it still was catastrophic, but even more of a catastrophe, luckily hasn't been much of an issue lately. But we were very concerned about our American athletes going to Rio and then coming back. And even if they promise, well, we're not going to have sex with anybody, if a mosquito, and it is mosquito season, especially in the South, decides to land on somebody who came from Brazil and go someplace else or South America and then travel to, you know, somebody across the street, we could be bringing disease in. And so you bet your butt our government wanted to know who was traveling back and forth to Brazil or to Rio. And I think that's fine. I think that's fair. If I'm going out of the country and I'm an American citizen, I have no problem letting my government know where I'm going. I mean, assuming they're going to help me if I have an issue. I'm going to be leaving the country in a couple weeks. I'm going to be like, guys, this is where I'm going because I want to see the beaches of Normandy. We're going to go there. I want to tell them, guys, this is where I'm going. This is where I'm going to be, and then I'm going to come back. I'm up to date with all my shots. I'm not going anywhere that has an infectious disease, you know, or an epidemic of anything. All right, that's fine. Now, I am one for less government. I really am. I want the government, you know, out of our business. But if I'm paying for healthcare, if I'm paying for streets, if I'm paying for schools, if I'm paying for, you know, services, I'd like to know, one, how many people I'm paying that for. I'd like to know, you know, I won't complain about my tax dollars being spent if I know what they're being spent on and why. If I'm being told, well, you know, we have 5,000 new children being moving into the area every year. All right, I get that. Well, you know, we have to pay for, you know, translators, and we have to pay, for bilingual and multilingual, professors. Okay, well, why? Well, because the majority of them don't speak English. Okay, well, how many? How many don't speak English? Well, you know, we probably have maybe, 5% of the, population that doesn't speak English. Well, if they're going to an American school and they're going to become American citizens, you know, we should teach them English. I mean, you don't have to be right or left. But we do need to be aware, we do need to be educated on what we have and what are the numbers. And so when I hear certain political groups not wanting to know if somebody is legal or illegal, thinking that that question would scare somebody. Well, if you ask if they're here illegally, it's going to scare them and they may want to leave. Well, All right, if you're doing something illegal, you should be scared. I mean, yeah, if you're about to rob a bank and a cop comes up to you and says, are you going to rob a bank? We're going to ask the cop not to do that because we're afraid we're going to scare that person. Well, he's not supposed to be robbing the bank to begin with. So if you are here illegally, it's actually better for you to go through the process and become a citizen. I mean, if you're really here because you want to be here, then, you know, we start you down the path where we gain you citizenship. But I, as a doctor, I, as an American, I, as a taxpayer, I, as a mom, would like to know what are the numbers. If 25% of my city are illegal immigrants, I would like to know where they're from. So then I can at least look up, is the average, child from this country vaccinated? Is the average, I mean, it's ridiculous that we want to put our heads in the sand and not know or not talk about it because we're afraid that we might hurt somebody's feelings. Okay, what about hurting Americans' feelings? If you grew up here, you paid your taxes, you did your vaccines, you're doing everything right, and then you're, standing in line at an amusement park being exposed to something, what about our feelings? And so, as a doctor, I want everybody taken care of. And if whether you're legal or illegal or whatever, I'm going to take care of you. I don't care. Even if I have to take care of you for free, and spend my time, it's my time. I have control over my time. And I did. I took care of people for free. But when we're asking the hospital to pay for it, or the urgent care to pay for it, or the company to pay for it, and money does run out, money will always run out, even for rich people. They end up, sometimes in little localized pockets, everybody knows what it feels like to run out of money. Then, we have to reevaluate. And personally, I think this is an American issue. You need to know how many people are here, and you need to know from where, and if they're here legally or not. And trying to hide the data so we don't see how much of a problem we have. And by the way, I don't think the average person is going to fill out the census report. I mean, I remember in the 70s, my parents would freak out going, don't lose that, because if we don't fill it out, we could get in trouble. And they'd tell us, not to touch it because they had to fill it out. And, the census used to scare people. Now, I don't think the average person fills out their census. But personally, I would really, really like to know. I'd like to get some accurate data of who's here. And who's not supposed to be here and where they're from. 1-877-DOC-LE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another reprieve granted to the last remaining abortion clinic in the state of Missouri. A judge says that Planned Parenthood facility in St. Louis can stay open for now. A Planned Parenthood doctor there, Colleen McNicholas, says,
"The fact that we are here before you today to proclaim this temporary victory is a testament to the fight that we will continue, that our entire community will continue to have access to abortion."
The judge also ruling that the state's Department of Health and Senior Services must decide on the license renewal for the facility no later than Friday, June 21st. Donald Trump Jr. currently meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed door, his second appearance before that panel in relation to the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, a lot of you guys have summer vacations planned, and it looks like many of you are thinking about going to the Dominican Republic. And I've seen online people freaking out about going to the Dominican Republic, as we are hearing multiple people have been complaining of getting sick. And we had, I guess, reports of 4 tourist deaths that we talked about, which is very, very frightening. Especially which when it sounded like they died within minutes. So we still don't have a lot of information. We have guesses on why 4 U.S. tourists died. There was also an alleged assault on another that left her battered and hospitalized. She had gone to the Dominican Republic, and so we hear of an attack that also happened. And I've been to the Dominican Republic once. My father-in-law has a timeshare, And so we went to visit. It was beautiful, just absolutely beautiful there. It's, you know, part French, part Dutch, and both sides. Everybody goes, go to the Dutch side or go to the French side. They're both gorgeous. You know, it's a beautiful island. You know, I think the most beautiful islands, of course, are Hawaii. You know, I'm just really, really partial to Hawaii. I think Hawaii is one of the most beautiful islands out there. But the Dominican Republic has some of the most amazing water and amazing beaches. And so I urge you to go, but not yet. Not yet until we can figure this out. In fact, we are being told that nearly 70 tourists have come forward saying they got sick. And these are the ones that obviously didn't die. New York Post is reporting that... I apologize, I have a little computer issue. Nearly 70 tourists have reported getting violently ill while vacationing in the Dominican Republic since March. That's up from 10 that was reported for all of 2018. Now, there's a website called iwaspoisoned.com. And so it allows people to report things, but then you also wonder how many people just want to post. But 52 tourists reported symptoms of vomiting, diarrhea, and fever. More than 45 of them identified themselves as guests of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana. Now, Hard Rock Hotel, I mean, that's a pretty well-known chain. From what I understand, a pretty well-run chain. There's Hard Rock Hotels everywhere. Why would something like this happen? But, you know, foodborne illnesses can happen. So when somebody has vomiting, diarrhea, and fever, then, unfortunately, there could have been some contamination or some worker who was sick. According to Patrick Quaid, founder of iwaspoisoned.com, added that he consulted with scientists regarding his findings. He says, we started to see unusual activity in April when 6 people reported being ill on the island, but in June it exploded. One expert Quake consulted, Leanne Jacobs, who's a food microbiologist in the Department of Food Science at North Carolina State University, said exposure to an insecticide chemical known as organophosphate could result in severe vomiting and diarrhea. But in dire cases, it could cause cardiac crisis. Well, remember, 4 different people have died. And they had reported where all they did was have a drink in their mini bar, or they had stayed there for the week. Everything seemed fine. One couple died. The couple died. So what did they eat? Was it room service? What? And this is freaking a lot of people out. Because, you know, people go to the Caribbean all the time. They go to the Bahamas. They go to Jamaica. They go to, you know, Haiti. They go to Honduras. There's like so many different, there's so many beautiful places to go, right, to the east. I live in the west. I mean, we could go to Hawaii. Those are probably the only islands we could go to where we go down to Mexico. But when you're east coast, even though we're west coast, we'll go over the east to go to the Caribbean. It's a very, very common place to go on vacation and, you know, take cruises. So the U.S. State Department's international travel page says visiting other countries can be a great experience. Sometimes, despite a good planning, things can still go wrong. So I don't believe they have any warnings yet. Now, there's an investigation in Fiji. On May 22nd, Texas couple David and Michelle Paul checked into a hotel on Dinaru Island. Michelle's father, Mark Kalanog, got a message from her on May 24th that said, we are both going to the doctor now. We've been throwing up for 8 hours. David also has diarrhea. My hands are numb. Then he got a call on May 25th that Michelle was dead and David Paul was dead 2 days later. So Fiji's Ministry of Health and Medical Services said in a statement that the investigation is ongoing, but the officials don't believe the public is at risk. Again, how does a couple die? Now, I thought we heard that in the Dominican Republic there was a couple who had died. So I'm not sure if the media got it mixed up or it was what happened in Fiji. But there's another report saying 6 people have died while staying at luxury resorts in the island since last year. So the FBI has to, not the FBI, well, the FBI is investigating, but the FBI has to investigate, the CDC has to investigate, and somebody needs to figure out, are people being poisoned? I mean, it sounds like a poisoning. And organophosphate poisoning, that can happen with pesticides or other certain, you know, poisons, etc. Those can unfortunately all be very, very abrupt, very non-accidental. It's scary. It's frightening. So Fiji, right, they're looking at that. Apparently in Egypt, we're being told by Fox News, a British couple, John and Susan Cooper, went to Hurghada with their daughter and granddaughter on vacation. On August 20th, they returned to their room and they noticed a strong acetone odor. Their daughter and granddaughter moved to another room, you know, because the daughter was kind of getting sick. Then a German tourist checked out. I couldn't stand the smell. But the next day, both the grandparents who decided to stay in the room, you know, so the other two could leave, they ended up dead. Dr. Nick Gent, a senior medical advisor at Public Health England, said in a preliminary report, most likely an infectious biological agent or toxic chemical killed the couple. But in March, an Egyptian prosecutor said they both died from E. coli. E. coli, yeah, that could come on fast, but acetone odor? That, you know, an E. coli takes a little while. You can get a hemolytic uremic syndrome, but again, diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, vomiting, not so much waking up dead. Thomas Cook, the travel company, said that high levels of E. coli and staph bacteria, which caused toxic shock, were found at the hotel where the couple stayed. So the company then evacuated 300 guests as a precaution after their deaths. So, you know, there's another case of Vietnam. Apparently in 2011, 11 tourists and their Vietnamese guide drowned when their boat sank. A year later, Wisconsin native Carrie Bowerman and Canadian Kathy Hugh were backpacking to Vietnam. They were on break from their English teaching jobs in Korea. They became very ill, vomited, struggled to breathe, had dehydration. One had respiratory failure and died. The other one was released, but then had to go back to the hospital and then died 2 days later. And they apparently died from a strong pesticide called chlorpyrifos, banned in the U.S., but Asian countries use it to tackle bed bugs. Now, some people think it might have been a poison in their drinks. Now, and again, there's just more and more stories. Thailand, Mexico. Now, again, these are rare occurrences. We have thousands of us go to these countries and hang out on vacation. So when we hear of one death or two deaths, it scares the heck out of us, but it doesn't mean that Americans are, you know, under attack. But it does make you wonder. You know, people always say, gosh, you know, when you go to Europe, they don't like Americans over there. I didn't get that feeling. I've been to Europe once in my whole life. I did not get that feeling. I mean, and even if I did get that feeling, I didn't care. You know? I mean, the average shop owner is happy that we're there because we're spending money. But, you know, anybody's a target. Somebody doesn't like you. Somebody's jealous of you. You're a target. And when you're a tourist, you're one of the most vulnerable. You know, I've been teaching myself French just because I don't want to be vulnerable. Not that I'm going to be fluent in French by the time we go. But it's just, we're vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, you're a great target for somebody who wants to do crime. 1-877-DR-LA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Five inmates at a New Jersey jail has come down with the mumps. So now the entire facility is quarantined. Officials at the Bergen County, New Jersey jail are dealing with an outbreak of mumps. Five inmates have been diagnosed with mumps. Doctors are still waiting to get back results to confirm the diagnosis. So they put the jail in Hackensack under quarantine for a little more than 3 weeks. No additional inmates are going to be accepted into the jail. Instead, they'll be sent to jail in a neighboring Hudson County. No staffers have shown signs of the mumps so far. 1,000 doses of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine will be sent to the jail. They say the best way to prevent mumps is with a vaccine. The MMR is 88% effective when two doses are given. Now, my question is... were they vaccinated already previously? Simple question, people. where these inmates, the majority of them American, who went through the vaccination process, had vaccination records, were they vaccinated? We're going to start having, most of the vaccines are now going to not be on those little cards. They're going to be computerized, electronic. But I'd like to know, right now, as of May 24th, there are over 1,000 cases of mumps. See, all this news is on the measles. Meanwhile, every now and then we're hearing, yeah, my kid got the mumps and they were vaccinated. Can somebody please explain to us what is going on? Do we have more vicious viruses coming? Mumps is a disease that's caused by a virus also. You get it by respiratory droplet, respiratory transmission, saliva, mucus, coughing, sneezing, talking, sharing utensils, cups, kissing. If you touch a surface touched by somebody who had the mumps, you could get it, which is why in the jail it could spread like wildfire. Symptoms usually appear between 10, 12 to 25 days after you're infected, so there's an incubation period of a couple weeks sometimes. This is being reported by CNN. Your symptoms will be fever, headache, muscle aches. You'll get tired. You'll have loss of appetite. But the big thing that ends up happening is you get these big swollen glands under the ears and under the neck or under the jaw. Sometimes you get it on one side. Sometimes you get it on both sides. And there's been mumps. I've been writing articles on the mumps outbreak for the last couple years now. So mumps have made a comeback. And here's a great article by CNN. But the data we don't have is how the hell do we, why do we not talk about how many of these people were vaccinated? See, and some people say, well, just assume they weren't vaccinated and that's why they got it. Well, no, trust me. The media would have been all over that saying unvaccinated inmates. Now, mind you, I don't want anybody to, you know, infer or think that I'm anti-vaccine. I'm very pro-vaccine. Okay, don't assume just because I have a problem with the way the media reports our crisis and one headline, one major news outlet, you know, was accusing anti-vaxxers of lying. Just because I have a problem with people bullying certain groups of people that are scared, I'm anti-vaccine. I'm very pro-vaccine. But I am pro. What I'm really pro is avoiding infectious disease in this country when it could be avoidable. And so if we have 1,000 cases of the mumps and a good number of them were vaccinated, then that means either our vaccine doesn't work or it means the mumps is stronger nowadays. Very simple, people. It is really simple to get this data. But they're keeping it from us. Nobody is coming forward and saying, guys, of those 1,000 cases of mumps, 30% were vaccinated. Nobody, that's never making the headlines. Same thing with measles. The measles outbreak is at about 1,000 now. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, there's measles, these anti-vaxxers. Whoa, do we have the full story? How many of these measles cases are happening to people who were vaccinated? I told you, I just saw two patients with chickenpox. And the mom goes, I swear to God, I'm vaccinated. I swear to God. I'm like, I know. You know, parents are scared that they're going to have their kids taken away by Child Protective Services if they get a disease because the world thinks they didn't vaccinate. And they're like, but it is. Put parents at ease for a little bit and say, look, okay, we know it's not your fault if your kid gets this. Okay, we believe you. I mean, everybody is scrounging around trying to find proof that they vaccinated their kids right now because they don't know where this is going. When you have news outlets accusing anti-vaxxers of lying, people are really starting to, you know, knife and pitchfork people who are afraid to vaccinate. Well, that starts to scare us when you see a country turn on a group of individuals. Even if I disagree with that group of individuals, they're still Americans. Their parents, and these parents aren't all, I told you, a lot of these parents that don't vaccinate, it's not because they're complete idiots like the media want to say. I've talked with parents who don't vaccinate because the only way to figure this out and improve our vaccine strategy is to talk to people, talk to the other side. And they're making this decision for the kids. They're like, look, I've seen side effects. I've seen what happened to my friends. I've seen what happened to family members. We are scared to death to inject my healthy baby. I have got to protect my baby. And if I think my kids are going to react, I have to protect my baby. They're doing it out of love. So I can't hate them. They're making a decision, the best decision they make possible with the education that they have. Now, it's our job as doctors to give them, the accurate education. But, unfortunately, people see things. And I have seen side effects to vaccines. I still vaccinated my kids. I prayed and prayed and prayed that no other kid would get a side effect. But I've seen side effects to vaccines, of course. I've seen side effects to everything. I've seen side effects to Tylenol, Motrin. I'm still pro-vaccine. But I can't hate a parent who is afraid to vaccinate their child because they've seen or heard of a side effect and they don't want their child to get that. So what we need to do is figure out how to make vaccines more safe, which they are. They are very safe. We need to educate parents on how these risks are so, so rare. And then we need to step back and go, well, wait a second. Are we dealing with viruses that our vaccines aren't covering? I mean, look at what happened with pertussis. In the beginning of the whole pertussis thing, they did blame anti-vaxxers for that. And then finally, somebody said, no, I think we need to do a booster. And that's what started to happen with the measles going, guys, if you were vaccinated before 1989, I think we need a booster. Thank you. Can we please put the politics aside and the agendas and the rhetoric and talk about what we have? Now, they're afraid to. The reason why the media or the government doesn't want to share the fact that vaccinated people are getting these illnesses is because that might prove an anti-vaxxer's point. If an anti-vaxxer says, look, it might not protect my kid anyway, so why am I taking the chance of injecting something into my kid? That, a story or a headline that says, guys, vaccinated people are getting the measles and mumps too, that might fuel the anti-vaccine movement. So, of course, the media has to be very, very careful. I mean, I talk about all sides on this show. I'm pro-vaccine. Don't get me wrong. I am very pro-vaccine. And I want kids vaccinated. But I have to tell it like it is. If a parent finds out that all this hoopla over the MMR still doesn't make their child 100% safe, you're going to have a tougher time convincing them to vaccinate. So we are not going to be getting this data. We may never get that data. The data will be there somewhere. And it's going to take some very gutsy news outlet to go, hey, guys, with that measles outbreak, 30%, affected vaccinated people. But here's the thing. I want someone to have the cojones because we need to make a stronger vaccine. We need to either come up with a booster, or we need to realize that we have viruses out there that are mutating. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.